我就坐下来。
后来 Cheryl said we should sit down, so I sat down.
后来我忘记我要还要站起来。
I forgot I had to stand up again.
我们一起看约翰福音第二章。
Let's look at John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
The Gospel of John chapter 2.
这段经文我们很熟悉。
We're very familiar with this passage of scripture.
约翰福音第二章一节到第十一节，我们用起音的方式来念。
We'll read together the Gospel of John chapter 2, 1 through 11.
我们好不好一节中文就一节英文。
Okay, we'll read one verse in Chinese and one verse in
English. 我们用起音的方式，我们一起来，好不好？
We'll read together.
中文的先一起来。第三日，在加利利的迦南，有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。英文。
And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴。
And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come.
他的母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece.
耶稣对众人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满，直到缸口。
Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim.
耶稣又说，现在可以掏出来，送给一席的，他们就送去。
And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪来的，只有水的人知道。管宴席的人便叫新郎来。
When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom.
对他说，人都是摆好酒，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留在炉巾。
And saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，在义的迦南行的，显出他的荣耀，他的门徒就信。
This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，你的话是丰富的。
Lord, your word is full of abundance.
也带有你自己的美意。
Your words contain your goodwill.
让我们在地上读的时候，
so that when we read them on earth,
我们实在看到主在地上所行的。
We truly see your works done on earth.
然后我们就信了。
And we believe.
我们就成为一个蒙福的人。
And we become blessed.
保守我们这段时间。
Look over this time of ours.
大的小的。
Over both the old and the young.
年轻的年长的。
The young and the old.
在楼上的楼下的。
Those who are upstairs and downstairs.
甚至在厨房的。
Even those in the kitchen.
主啊，圣灵在这里让我们饱尝。
Please let your Holy Spirit work among us so that we may taste your goodness.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我想在这里每一次站在这里的时候，
I think whenever I stand right here,
我们都希望弟兄姐妹坐越前面越好。
We kind of want brothers and sisters to sit as close to the front as possible.
有时候很难哦。
Sometimes this is hard.
那我常常想，有些神的话在我们身上。
So I think sometimes when the Lord's word comes to us,
我们一读再读，
we read it again and again.
好像有些话在我们身上就打动不了我们。
Sometimes it seems like this word does no work on us.
但是神的话比我们讲员的话或站在这里的话更有说服力才对。
But the Lord's word should work more on us than the speaker's words.
盼望我们听到神的话。
The Lord wants us to listen to His word.
如果我们听到他的话。
And so when we listen to it,
而不像是我们坐椅子一样，不愿意坐前面一样。
Hopefully we are not unwilling to come to the front to listen.
这一段圣经。
This passage of scripture.
我们很多人都读过。
We've read it, many of us.
如果在小孩子，不知道小兰长大，他们在主日学讲过多少次。
I don't know how many times the little kids when they go to Sunday school they hear this story.
应该老师讲过好几次。
The teacher must have told this story many times.
因为这故事性很高。故事。
Because it's really like a story.
它不是一个好像教导的 teaching.
It's not like a sermon teaching.
我很喜欢看主耶稣在地上的故事。
I really like to read about the stories Jesus did on earth.
我曾经参加一个聚会。
I once attended a meeting.
他们教他们的孩子读这段圣经。
They teach their kids to read this passage.
读完以后，他们就问孩子。
After they read it, they ask the children.
我们接下来要演这段圣经。
We're going to act out this passage.
他说今天不太一样。
But today is a little different.
今天我不 assign 你们谁演谁。
Today I'm not going to assign you what roles you have to play.
我要你们自己去选。
I want you guys to choose what role.
你知道这些孩子都很聪明哈。
These children are very smart.
他们每一次选的时候。
Whenever they choose the roles.
有一些孩子他就会选那些词很少的，就不讲话的。
Some of them choose roles which do not require much talking.
因为你要演那一出戏哈。
Because when you're acting this.
你怕万一你忘词哈。
You might be scared that you'll forget your line.
所以你知道他们孩子里面都抢着演什么吗？
So do you know what all these children want to act?
你觉得有人想要演耶稣的母亲吗？
Do you think anyone wants to act Jesus' mother?
因为她的词比较多一点，对不对？
She has more lines.
但是那好几个孩子他们要去演那六个石缸。
But a lot of those kids wanted to act those six water pots.
那我说这石缸还能演？
How can you act these six water pots?
那孩子他说。
The kids replied.
他说我只要演那十缸，我就站在那不用动脚。
If I act those, I would just stand there and.
因为每一个人都在动。
Because everyone else is.
不管是耶稣。
Whether it's Jesus.
不管是他的门徒。
Or his disciples.
不管是管宴席的。
Or the governor of the feast.
不管是玛利亚。
Or Mary.
玛利亚还要等一下好像被骂一下。
And Mary was a little rebuked.
那当然了，那还有。
And of course, the servants.
仆人走来走去。
The servants have to move.
但是那演六口石缸的小孩子，他们不用动。
But those children who act the six water pots don't have to move.
在那个过程里面。
But in the process.
那孩子们他们里面有深刻的印象。
Those kids had this deep impression.
这个宴席。
This feast.
就变成不同的宴席。
Has become a different kind of.
本来是一个宴席，充满了，好像要停了。
It seemed like a feast that was about to come to an end.
但是有了主耶稣。
But because of Jesus.
那个宴席可以继续。
The feast could continue.
本来不是我在这边交通的今天。
Today, it wasn't supposed to be me sharing with you today.
有一些安排的改变。
There was some change in the schedule.
那后来主实在给我一点话跟弟兄姐妹来交通这一段圣经。
But the Lord truly gave me some words from this passage.
因为我们昨天也有个婚礼。
Because yesterday we had a wedding.
我们每个人来参加那个婚礼。
All of us came to attend this wedding.
好像都有一个角色在演一样。
I think we all had a role that we were playing.
我们昨天参加的婚礼。
Yesterday when we attended the wedding.
我觉得我们在聚会当中，除了主日聚会以外。
I think in all our meetings, except for Sunday.
或者一起查经。
Or when we Bible study together.
或一起有特别聚会。
Or special gathering.
或者祷告聚会。
Or prayer meeting.
有一个聚会，婚礼这个聚会哈。
But this wedding is a special
gathering. 我们最喜乐了，对不对？
We are most happy during this time.
我们把平常不穿的衣服都拿出来穿。
We take out all the clothes we haven't worn.
我们甚至平常不打扮的，我们都打扮。
Even those of us who don't usually dress up.
像我昨天那件西装拿出来以后。
Like yesterday when I took out my suit.
我拿出一件里面的一个小的 paper.
I took out a small piece of paper from.
那个 paper 是林婉长他们结婚的时候的程序单。
That was from a long time ago when Brother Lin got married.
所以我那个衣服很久没穿了，你知道吗？
So that meant I hadn't worn that.
我不知道你们穿什么样的衣服来。
I don't know what you guys.
但是我们都愿意来赴那个宴席。
But we were all willing to dress up for that wedding. It was a very delightful
gathering.
In the background of this Cana of Galilee wedding,
在迦南,
in Cana,
迦南这个名字翻出来,
Cana is translated
是一个芦苇的意思, 芦苇,
wheat?
Reed,
reed, reed. Yeah, it means reed.
就是你知道看过芦苇吗?
Have you ever seen reeds before?
芦苇不像大树,
it's not like a big tree.
它可以遮荫,
it doesn't give any shade.
下雨的时候你可以躲在底下,
you can't hide under it when it's raining.
你好像可以在大太阳底下可以遮荫,
you can't hide under it when there's too much sun.
很少人躲在芦苇的底下,
no one hides under the shade of
a reed. 迦南是一个非常小的村子,
it's a really small plant, and Cana is a very small village.
我不知道照着他们去看有没有去看迦南啊。
It's so small, I don't know if anyone here has
ever visited that place. 他们说这个地方在地图上要找, 要找啊, 很小一块, Google地图你去看, 很小一块。
If you go on Google Earth, it's really a small piece of land.
他说这村子里面, 他们住, 结晶住世的人, 他说这个村子里面没有多少人。
There weren't many people living in the village.
可能几百个人。
Maybe a few hundred.
但是在几百个人的村子里面,
but in this village of only a few hundred, there was a wedding.
你知道在小的村子里面有婚宴的时候,
when you have a wedding in a small village,
就像我们人不多啊, 所有的人都来了,
so it's like when we don't have many people, then
而且是大事情,
during this occasion, everyone comes.
可能还没,
great occasion.
还没来, 婚礼还没开始, 已经在那边兴奋了几个月了, 有个大婚礼。
So even when the wedding has not actually started, everyone has come with
excitement. 我们知道犹太人的婚礼跟中国人的婚礼不一样,
很不一样。 Jewish weddings are very, very different from
我们昨天的婚礼准备在开始, 大概两天就结束了。
Our wedding yesterday, there was some preparation. About 2 days, it was all finished.
就那一天, 昨天忙一天。
Just yesterday, that was one day of busyness.
再忙也就一天。
It's just one day.
但是犹太人的婚礼不是忙一天,
but Jewish weddings, you don't just do it for one day.
他们说他们是7天到8天的婚礼。
Their wedding lasts for 7 to 8 days.
我常常在想, 那样的话, 我那一套西装要穿7天8天也很呛哦。
So I think I would have to wear that suit for 7 to 8 days.
他们的婚礼时间很长。
Their weddings are very long.
他们婚礼里面有很多的吃与喝。
Their weddings have a lot to eat and drink.
要跳舞,
there's dancing.
要干杯,
there's drinking.
要彼此问安,
there's saluting each other.
如果这个村子有婚礼,
if this village has a wedding,
如果娶的人或嫁, 娶的人是另外一个村的人,
if the groom is marrying someone from another village,
然后那个村的人,
and that person from that village,
他们就要过来这个村子过节。
Oh, that village will then come over to this village.
所以他们说他们来的时候怎么来呢?
And so how do they come?
他们把一些鸡啊鸭啊这些要吃的东西也赶过来。
They bring their duck and geese along.
他们要带很多的食物过来。
They bring a lot of food along.
他们要带个7天的食物过来过节。
They basically bring about 7 or 8 days worth of food.
他们还带帐篷过来。
To celebrate. They even bring their tent.
他们甚至把他的孩子、妈妈、爸爸全带了过来, 因为过来等于是要住个6、7天啊。
Since they're going to live there at this village for 6 to 7 days, they bring their grandmas and their children.
所以这样的婚礼, 我不知道你吃消, 吃得消吃不消, 你受得了受不了。
I don't know if you can stand this kind of wedding.
在这样的一个背景里面,
in this kind of background,
这样的一个乡下里面,
in this countryside,
一个淳朴单纯的乡下,
this kind of pure, simple countryside,
有一个娶亲的宴席,
there was a wedding.
这样的聚集是一件大事情,
and it was a huge occasion.
全村都来了,
everyone in the village came.
我看别的村的板凳桌椅也来了,
I bet tables and chairs from other villages also came.
一连几天,
and it lasted for a while.
你知道在乡下的日子,
in the days at, of the countryside,
跟城市的日子非常不一样,
these days spent in the countryside are very different from days spent in the city.
在乡下的里面过得非常的单纯,
you live a very simple life in the country.
他们可能日出而作, 日落而息,
They basically live from sun up to sundown.
They
don't have any fancy things.
在这样的一个婚礼里面,
so in this kind of wedding,
主耶稣被邀请,
Jesus was invited to come.
主耶稣那时候身旁有几个跟随他的门徒,
at that time, Jesus had a few disciples who were following.
也来到这样的一个婚礼,
they also came to this wedding.
有人跟我们讲,
someone told us,
主耶稣的门徒当中, 可能有施洗约翰的门徒也来这样的婚礼。
It's possible that some of John the Baptist's disciples also came with Jesus.
施洗约翰的门徒跟随他施洗约翰, 他们所穿的衣服不是城市或乡下人穿的衣服。
The disciples who had followed John the Baptist wore very different clothes from either people in the country or city.
好像我们昨天婚礼哈,
it's like yesterday's wedding.
突然有一群人带了斗笠跟那个茅草衣进来一样。
If a whole bunch of people came wearing,
他们是一群很特别的人。
Special clothes.
在这个很特别的一个这样的热闹的环境，有一群很奇怪的人在里面。
In this very festive occasion, these very strange people came.
在这样的一个环境里面。 耶稣和他的门徒都被邀请过来。
Jesus and his disciples were invited.
我们知道为什么邀请过来, 可能跟耶稣的妈妈有关系。
We know the reason why Jesus was invited might have had something to do with his mother.
因为耶稣的妈妈在那个婚礼的当中。
Because his mother Mary was at the wedding.
很可能耶稣的妈妈因为来了, 所以他就跟他儿子讲, 耶稣啊, 跟一起来到这个婚宴当中。
Possibly she was invited, so she invited her son Jesus to join them.
可能不是第一天来的, 不知道是哪一天。
We don't know what day they came.
因为我们知道酒又尽,
because we know later on the wine was used up.
有七天的婚宴,
there were 7 days of
他们有很多的时间去准备酒。
There was much time to prepare.
不知道是不是到了最后几天。
We don't know if it was in the last few days.
结果酒没有了。
And all the wine was used up.
就是好像我们昨天婚礼到一半,
it would be like as if yesterday's wedding,
在最重要的时候,
at the most important time,
全部停电,
all electricity went out.
microphone没有声音,
there was no microphone,
讲员突然昏倒,
the speaker fainted,
我要停掉了,
everything just stopped.
你知道谁最忙吗?
Who is the busiest at that time?
我看梁振荣跟Yvonne可能都不忙。
Probably not JR or Yvonne.
那后面昏倒的大概是王兴或者是我。
So the people fainting might be either Brother Wong or me.
在预备的人里面,
because in preparation,
最怕什么事情?
The most scariest thing that could happen.
The good news is there's no news, 对不对?
The good news is that there's no news.
就是没有意外的事情发生。
No news is good news.
结果那一天发生了这么严重的事情。
But in this wedding, something terrible happened.
酒用尽了,
the wine was used up.
酒用尽了, 为什么是耶稣的妈妈开始站出来要讲话?
We know this because the mother of Jesus stood out and began to speak.
所以读经的人他们觉得耶稣的妈妈一定是很重要的事情,
so
很重要的角色.
People who read this Bible think that Jesus' mother must have played a very important role.
她一定 take responsible.
She is probably responsible for something.
所以她这时候不知道怎么办。
So she didn't know what to do at this time.
她去找耶稣。
So she went to find Jesus.
今天我们在美国,
today in the US,
你喝酒,
if you drink wine,
就像买饮料一样,
it's like buying some kind of beverage.
你只要到 liquor store, 你就可以买到酒。
You could just buy it at the liquor store.
但是在乡下那个时候,
but in the countryside,
在犹太人的习俗里面,
in Jewish custom,
酒是自己酿。
You have to make your own wine.
没有人好像去买酒。
You don't go and buy wine.
他们除了在一些特定的地方供应酒来帮助一些村里面来酿酒以外, 你买不到酒。
There are only specific spots where they give you ingredients to help you in making your own wine.
你不可能就在宴席旁边找一个快马飞到别的村买一群酒过来。
So you can't just stop the send someone over to another village and buy wine and
所以在那个情况上,
so in this kind of circumstance,
耶稣基督的母亲,
Jesus' mother
来找耶稣,
came to look for Jesus.
跟他讲,
and she told him,
酒用完了,
the wine is used up.
酒很重要,
wine is very important.
它是一个 key role.
the wine plays a key role here.
它好像代表这个宴席实在喜乐到一个地步。
It almost represents, the fact that this wedding had gone so well.
不是因为这群人爱喝酒，所以把酒喝光了。有时候有那种情况，但是不是这个情况。
Not because, everyone loves wine and they just drank it all up.
我相信那个宴席一定是很大的一个喜乐的宴席。
This wedding was truly a joyous occasion.
他们喝酒的人越喝越怎么样？
As the people drank more wine,
越喝越多。
They drank more and more.
结果这件事情成为他们宴席一个很大的问题。
So this became a big problem for the wedding.
好像婚宴要停止。
It seemed like the wedding had to stop.
你有没有去度假过？
Have you ever gone on a vacation?
结果你度假本来要去坐游轮的。
You were going to go on a ferry.
Cruise.
Cruise, sorry.You were going to go on a cruise.
结果你到库斯码头屿。
Then you went to the.
到那个 port 的北用。
To the pier, to the actual pier.
然后你要登船的时候。
And then when you were about to embark.
那你登上去，好不容易登上去了。
You finally went on the ship.
他跟你讲 ，Caribbean 哈就有大台风，你去不了。
Sorry, you can't go because there's a huge hurricane.
就像是你登飞机一样要去度假一样。
It's like if you were going to go on a vacation, you were about to get on the plane.
上了飞机以后，他说 Iceland 的火山爆发，你不能飞。
As you were on the plane, they said you can't fly because Iceland's volcano just erupted.
常常我们有一些事情好像要 stop us， 就是完全让我们。
Sometimes there are situations that happen that seem to stop us completely.
你很不高兴哈。
And we're not very happy.
你就觉得哇停了。
So we think, oh no, we just have to stop.
地上的喜乐常常也是这样。
Oftentimes joys on earth are also like this.
美好的事都是短暂的。
All happiness is temporary.
那痛苦的事呢，好像不会停止。
Whereas times of sorrow seem never to end.
煞风景的事情很多。不高兴的事情很多。
There are lots of things that make us unhappy.
不顺利的事情很多，问题一大堆。
There are many things that are unfortunate. There are problems that arise.
耶稣的母亲在这里找耶稣。
And Jesus' mother came at this time to look for Jesus.
我相信她里面知道耶稣，她的儿子有办法。
And I believe that she knew Jesus had a way to help them.
他跟耶稣说酒用尽。
So she told them they have no wine.
说他们没有酒。
They have no wine.
耶稣就跟他讲这句话。
So Jesus told her this word.
母亲，我与你有什么相干呢？
Woman, what have I to do with thee?
今天是母亲节啊。
Today is Mother's Day.
如果你的孩子今天早上跟你讲，母亲，我与你有什么相干呢？
If your child came up to you and said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?"
平常就算了，对不对？
It's okay if it's during the usual days, like the normal day. But today is Mother's Day.
你大概会跟他讲什么？
What would you say to him or her?
我是你老娘哎。
I'm your mother.
我与你有什么干相干？
So what have I to do with thee?
做爸爸这时候要怎么办？
So what do you do if you're a father right now?
今天母亲节，你不要一大早就母亲就不高兴，对不对？
Don't let your wife be upset early in the morning.
你一定会教训这个孩子。
You will probably rebuke your child.
耶稣那时候三十几岁。
Jesus was about 30 years old.
他还不是原文说，其实他不是叫母亲，他讲妇人。
Actually, in the original language, it wasn't the word mother he used; it was woman.
我与你有什么相干？
What have I to do with thee?
后面那句话，他妈妈一点话都没有在讲。
That later phrase gave his mother nothing to say.
他告诉耶稣的妈妈，我的时间还没有到。
Jesus told his mother, "Mine hour is not yet come."
我个人的领受，我觉得耶稣的妈妈是看到他的时候还没有到。
I believe that Jesus' mother really saw that.Word, mine hour is not yet come.
这段圣经有很多人解释说，基督徒，你看看你们的主耶稣基督这么不孝顺他妈妈。
There were many who interpreted this passage saying, look at your Jesus you Christians believe in. He's not obedient to his own mother.
We know
that at this time, Jesus had not yet come out publicly to preach the word of God.
在我的领受里面, 我相信地上那时候只有他的妈妈知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And at that time, I believe it was only his mother that knew he was the Son of God.
他自己隐藏这个信息, 也隐藏了30几年。
And Jesus also hid this from people for 30 years.
但是他知道耶稣基督是神的儿子, 他里面有莫大的能力。
Jesus' mother, though, knew that Jesus had this awesome power.
他妈妈告诉耶稣基督，你可不可以帮帮忙一样。
So the mother was asking Jesus for help.
主耶稣没有再讲一句话。
Jesus didn't say anymore.
他的母亲就对着佣人怎么说。
So his mother said to the servants,
告诉这些佣人，如果我的儿子要你做什么，你就做什么。
So she told them, whatever my son says to you, just do it.
这个妈妈知不知道耶稣基督会做什么？
Did this mother know that Jesus would do something?
在我自己的领受，我自己感觉耶稣的妈妈也不知道耶稣要怎么做。
In my own understanding, I feel that this mother did not know either whether Jesus or what Jesus would do.
但她知道她的所站的地位，这时候不是她妈妈了。
But she knew now that the place of authority was no longer with her.
她站在一个妇人的地位,
right now, she was playing a woman's role. And she was asking God for help.
在我们的日子里面,
in our days,
we also
meet these kind of circumstances.
在我们所有的气力用尽的时候,
when we've used up all our energy, our
resources,
We've used up all our strength.
只要我们有机会, 我们这个人可以做点事, 我们都会做。
Whenever we can do something, we always try to do it.
我们除了到了末头, 尽头以外,
but then we come to a place where we've done all we could.
我们很少会让主来做。
And it's very rare that we allow God to do something.
我们都是说, 我先来主, 你等一下。
We always say, I come first, I'll try first. Jesus, you wait.
你知道，信了主，很多时候是这样。
A lot of times when we believed on the Lord, it's like that.
主是我们的 backup, 就是平常不起来的，就是等的。
The Lord is always our backup.
是我们到了没办法的时候，我们才给 backup 的人机会有上。
So it's only when we are not able to do something, then we ask the Lord to step up as our backup.
对，就像昨天婚礼，如果我总管还没死以外，副总管永远是副总管。
It was like yesterday's wedding. If I was the
如果我是总管的话,
if I were the governor of the feast,
除非总管倒下去了,
unless I fainted or like
那个副总管总有没有一天出头的日子,
the assistant governor of the feast would never have
his chance. 那就是王兴永远就是等着啊。
Brother Wang would continually wait.
他有再大的能力，我也是等他。你不必了，我在这里。
I would always tell him to wait because I'm here.
我们基督徒有多少时间, 其实那个 backup 的 powerful 最大。
But actually, we Christians should realize this backup is the most powerful thing we have.
耶稣的母亲在这里,
Jesus' mother right here.
她只知道这个婚宴,
she only knew that.
如果停的话,
if this feast were to end,
是何等的可惜的一件事。
It would be such a pity.
但是耶稣的母亲,
but she came before the Lord Jesus.
就跟主讲,
and she told him.
她只告诉他们的难处,
she told him their hardship.
她从来没有告诉主你应该怎么做,
she didn't tell him to do anything.
我们常常祷告到神的面前,
often we come before the Lord in prayer.
我们最需要学的就是把我们的本相里面的难处告诉我们的主。
I think what we need to learn is just to tell the Lord our hardships, our troubles. We don't have to tell the Lord, you should do this. If I have any problems with Brother Joe, so I would pray to the Lord. Brother Joe was was offending me in some way.
Yes. 然后主啊，你教训他。
So Lord, please rebuke him.
我们的祷告里面都带有另外一种能力啊。
So our prayers always are directed at somebody
就告诉主
or against somebody.
你应该怎么做？
So we're telling the Lord, you should do this or that.
我们把主的地位摆在哪里？
So how do we place our Lord?
盼望我们学习，我们到了主的面前。
May we learn to come before the Lord.
就是单单纯的把我们里面的给主。
Just purely telling him our hardships.
主怎么做？主当然知道。
And trusting him that he will do what he needs to do.
而且主所做的是最好的。
And that whatever he does is for the best.
这是我们信心生活里面学的一生的功课。
This is a lifelong lesson we must learn as we grow in our faith.
因为我们是主的人。
Because we are children of God.
故事才后面这一段最精彩。
The later part of this story is most exciting.
照着犹太人的规矩，有六个石缸在那里。
After the manner of the Jews, there were six water pots of stone.
我不知道你有没有看过石缸啊。
Have you ever seen big water pots?
石头。
Made out of stone.
那个石缸在那里。
So those stone water pots are.
我相信非常的重。
They're very heavy, I believe.
又大。
And big.
又重。
And heavy.
他说每一个石缸可以盛两三桶水。
And it says here that the big stone water pots can carry 2 or 3 firkins apiece.
他们说 firkins apiece 这个大概是七个加仑到十二个加仑之间。
So it's between 7 and 12 gallons.
所以你知道那石缸有多大吧？
So you know how big those stone water pots are.
很大的石缸。
Very big.
他们是用来干什么的？
What are they used for?
他们是用来洁净这些进宴席的人所做的一些事情。
They're used for purifying those who come in.
大部分使用来洗脚的。
Mostly for washing the feet.
那他们犹太人的宴席，他们把脚洗一洗，他们好像做了洁净礼一样，你就可以进宴席里面。
So after you wash your hands and feet, then you're purified.
就主耶稣就用这个六个石缸。
So Jesus used those 6 water pots.
对佣人说。
And said to the servant.
把缸倒满水。
Fill the water pots with water.
他们就倒满了。
So they filled them to the brim.
而且倒到等于是满出来了。
It's almost overflowing up to the brim.
如果我是用人的时候，
If I were a servant,
我会跟主耶稣讲，
I would tell Jesus,
客人都已经来过了，
The guests already have come,
都已经洗过脚了，
They've already washed
their hands, 都已经洁净
了， They're already purified,
不需要再用水洗他们，
We don't need more water to wash them.
我们常常也会这样子。
Often we are like this too.
主啊，你这样做不对。
Lord, this way that you're doing is not the right way.
我们要的是酒耶。
We want wine.
你怎么要去弄石缸的水
耶？ Why are you filling water pots with water?
你要叫大家离场了吗？是不是走了？该请人家送人了。
Do you want everyone to leave now?
你要干什么？
What are you doing?
他没有问。
But these servants didn't ask.
他想起主耶稣的妈妈说，主耶稣要你叫他做什么，你们就做什么。
They believed what Mary had told them. Whatever the Lord Jesus tells you, do it.
在我的生命中，有时候弟兄会叫我做一些事情。
Sometimes in my life, a brother might tell me to do something.
我很少不问理由的。
It's rare that I don't ask them.
我还要问合不合法。
Then I have to ask whether it's legitimate.
合不合理。
If it's according to reason.
我们常常会把一些人的话不当真。
And we often don't take seriously other
people. 如果要当真，我们就要问理由。
If we take it seriously, we have to know.
理由要过我们的 logic, 我们才继续做下去。
The reason has to pass our test of logic.
那这一群管用人的人真的是很好的用人。
But these servants were truly good servants.
那这一群用人就按着主耶稣所讲的来做。
So these servants followed what Jesus had commanded them.
那越后面越精彩。
And as we go on, it gets more exciting.
好不容易把缸倒满了。
Finally, they had filled those water pots.
可能你还在喘气。
Perhaps they were still breathing heavily from all their labor.
这个水要抬这个水，我不知道他们水从哪里打上来的。
I'm not sure how they got all the water.
如果没有井的话，他们要到溪去拿。
If there were no well, they would probably have to go to a stream to get water.
他们瞒了半天把缸弄满了。
So they labored very hard to
fill
all the water pots.
你现在再把缸的水掏出来。
Jesus then said, draw out now.
掏出来我没有问题，我就跟他掏嘛，我也掏出来。
That is an easy task. I just draw out some water.
他要我送给管宴席。
Then Jesus said, bear it unto the governor of the feast.
他们就送去。
And they bear it.
如果我是仆人的话。
If I were a servant,
我会问主耶稣。
I would ask the Lord.
你开什么玩笑？
What kind of joke are you playing?
这是溪水。
This is stream water.
这是井水。
This is well water.
你要骗谁啊？
Who are you trying to trick?
你叫我倒进去，再倒出来，然后拿给管宴席的，你找骂。
You told me to fill the water pots. Now you tell me to draw some out and give it to the governor of the feast.
这是水。
You're looking for trouble. This is water.
如果昨天我们正在大家在吃东西的时候
，If yesterday when we were all eating，
赵斌送了一盒那个茶叶蛋来。他赵斌送了一盘菜来。
So and then we were sent a dish。
你一看是生的。
And you saw that everything was raw。
你觉得你会把它送到大堂去吗？
Do you think you would send that into the big dining hall for everyone to eat？
王鑫不骂你，我也骂你。
Brother Wang， if he didn't scold you， I would。
就是这样忠心的用人这样送。
But these servants were very faithful and they did it.
送给谁？
So who did they give that water to?
送给管宴席。
They bore it to the governor of the feast.
是管宴席尝了那水变的酒。
So the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made wine.
如果我是用人，我会偷尝那个，我会先偷尝一下。
If I were the servant, I would first taste it.
我也想说这到底是水还是酒。
To see if it were water or wine.
我要尝一尝。
I would want to taste.
就这个佣人也没做这件事情。
The servant didn't do this.
他们送给那管宴席的。
The servants gave it to the governor of the feast.
多说一点，那六个石缸好了。
We'll talk a little more about those six water pots.
这六个石缸是很大的，很充满的。
Those six water pots were very big and they were full.
他们是非常宽广的。
They're very full and big.
所以他们可以放。很多的水在里面。
That's why they can carry so much water.
当这个水变成酒的时候
，When this water was made wine，
你要知道这个石缸有多大，你就有多少酒。
So however big those water pots were, that's how much wine you would have.
我们里面常常是小石缸。
A lot of times in our hearts we have little water pots.
我们连一点点东西都装不下去。
We can hardly carry just a little amount.
所以主只能给我们那么一点点。
So the Lord can only give us a little amount.
看望我们里面好像六个大石缸，很宽广，主可以放得进来。
So may our hearts be like those big water pots, so that God can fully fill.
当主知道你里面宽广。
So when the Lord knows that you are broad-hearted inside.
主的祝福才能那么宽广。
Then God can give you His abundant blessing.
用人在做这件事情的时候。
When the servants were doing this.
用人。一直是叫做用人。
They were always called servants.
这个用人没有名字。
These servants weren't named.
但是他能够被主耶稣所差遣。
But they were used by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣旁边有一些人都有名字。
Jesus had many people around him who had names.
但是这群用人是经历主耶稣神迹第一手资料的用人。
But these servants were the first eyewitnesses of the Lord's miracle.
他的名字被隐藏进下来。
Their names are hidden from us.
这群佣人从来没有讲一句话。
These servants never said a word.
他们就在那里行动。
But they just act.
他们在那里做。
They do.
受吩咐。
Exactly what they were commanded.
好像被送差遣一样。
They were like messengers.
主怎么说，他们怎么做。
Whatever the Lord said, they did it.
当广宴席尝到这些水变的酒的时候。
When the governor had tasted the water that was turned wine,
并不知道从哪里来的。
And he didn't know where it had come from.
只有掏水的人知道。
Only those who had drawn the water.
但是这群管宴席的人也没有去问这些佣人。
The governor didn't ask these servants either.
因为这些佣人好像微不足道一样。
Because these servants seemed insignificant.
可见他们的地位在这个管宴席的眼中也不怎么重要。
So in the governor's eyes, their status was very small, very insignificant.
如果我是那个佣人，我会跟管宴席讲：“问我，问我，我知道在谁。”
If I were the servant, I would say, oh, ask me. I know where the water came
from. 不要你问, 我已经讲出来了。
Or before you ask, I would have told you.
但是佣人从头到尾, 他没有问, 我也没有讲。
But the servant didn't say anything.
但是在圣经里面记录了这件事情。
But the Bible had recorded this.
佣人知道。
So that we can know.
我们在地上有些时候,
Sometimes when we are on earth,
爸爸知道, 妈妈知道, 朋友知道, 其实不重要。
It's not important that our parents or our friends know certain things.
不应该讲, 不是不重要, 不是最重要。
It's not the most important thing that they know.
我们基督徒在地上, 最重要是要, 主要知道。
The most important thing for us Christians on earth is that God knows.
所以我们就可以减去很多的时间去跟朋友们, 父母们, 弟兄姐妹去解释很多事情。
So we can save a lot of time.
常常解释事情又解释错。
We often try to explain things to our parents, our brothers and sisters. And the more we explain, the more complicated it gets.
那本来只有一点点, 变成很多。
And sometimes it leads to misunderstanding, and it becomes just bigger and bigger.
我们的心要知道主知道最重要。
Our hearts must know, as long as the Lord knows,
而且主知道的是事实,
that's what's important.
最重要的事情。
That's the reality.
用人经历了第一手的资料。
These servants experienced God firsthand.
他没有到处去讲。
They didn't go around telling everybody.
神迹不是去找的, 去找神迹。 很多人今天很喜欢去找神迹, 哪里有神迹?
Miracles are not to be found. Everybody tries to find miracles every day.
经历主是去参加, 去参与。
To experience the Lord is just to participate.
他们把该做的做好。
They did their duty.
用人该做的做好。
The servants did their duty.
主就让他们经历主的旨意。
And then the Lord allowed them to experience Himself.
这个管宴席的,
this governor of the feast.
把新郎找过来。
Called the bridegroom.
当然这个新郎完全不知道底下发生了什么事。
Of course, this bridegroom had no idea what was going on.
就像昨天 JR在上面, Yvonne在上面, 他们不知道底下发生什么事。
Just like JR and Yvonne when they were up here yesterday, they really did not know what was going on behind the scenes. They couldn't care about that. If we messed up things behind the scenes, they would have no solution either. So he found the bridegroom.
他说人都是摆上好酒。
And he said, every man at the beginning sets forth good wine.
等客喝足了。
And when guests have well drunk,
就摆上次等,
then that which is worse.
你倒把好酒留到如今,
but you have kept the good wine until now.
地上的事情就是这样, 对不对?
Things on earth are like this.
是越来越差嘛,
things get worse and worse.
新鲜感是最前面的时候最高兴,
of course, everyone is fresh and happy at the beginning.
然后越来越淡,
and then things get worse.
基督徒刚好颠倒, 对不对?
But Christians are the opposite.
但也很多人说信主的时候最兴奋。
Though a lot of people say when they first believe on the Lord, they are the most excited.
我跟你讲兴奋的事情哦, 不要用在信主这件事情上。
Things that excite you, don't use that to describe your experience in the Lord.
有时候说喜乐的时候, 哦, 信主的时候好喜乐, 后来越来越不喜乐, 越来越不喜乐。
Some people say when they first believe on the Lord, they were so joyful, and then later on, they got less and less joyful.
其实我与我们的主耶稣的爱情,
If we look at Jesus,
你爱这个人, 不是越来越不爱他。
If you really love someone, you don't love them less and less.
你如果经常主的滋味的时候,
if you taste the Lord's goodness,
你会发觉主在你身上, 你对他的爱慕是越来,
You will find that your love for the Lord grows deeper and deeper with time.
好像他越来越甜美,
like he is sweeter to you.
如同美酒一样,
like sweet wine.
主耶稣在我们身上,
Jesus in our lives,
他做改变我们的工作,
has done a changing work.
他改变我们, 让我们的这个口味, taste.
He has changed our taste.
也一天一天的改变。
He is still changing it day after day.
就像认识一个人一样,
it's just like when you get to know someone.
你越来越认识他,
after you get to know him better.
当你越认识这个人的时候,
as you get to know him more,
如果这个人是很美的,
if this person is a wonderful person,
你的越认识里面就越来越美。
then your knowledge of him or her becomes more and more beautiful.
主耶稣是最美的那一位。
And Jesus is that most beautiful person.
只要你认识他,
if you get to know him,
他的美就在你的认识里面被你所摸到。
Your knowledge will touch on his beauty more and more.
上好的事情不多在地上。
There are very few good things on earth.
地上都是次好的。
There are very few of the best. Things on earth are always inferior.
你今天所拿到的都是次好的。
What you receive today are only what is good, not the best.
就像美酒一样, 都是先摆上好的, 然后越来越差。
Just like the wine, first they set forth good wine, then that which is worse.
迦南是一个很小的地方。
Cana is a very small place.
佣人是, 这些佣人, 仆人是没有名字的。
These servants had no name.
是一个非常普通的人。
These were ordinary servants. People.
非常平常的一个地方。
This was an ordinary place.
但是因为主来到那个当中, 这个平常的地方就成为不平常的地方。
But because the Lord Jesus had come to this place, the ordinary became the extraordinary.
我们的日子在地上也是这样。
And our lives on earth are like this.
我们在学校的生活, 在公司的做事情,
Whenever we work at school or at the workplace,
就像迦南一样, 都是平常的事情。
They're like Cana. These are just ordinary.
每天走一样的路, 我们做事情都做一样的事情。
Every day we follow the same routine. We do the same thing.
我们可能每天就在家里忙孩子。
We go the same route. We mind the same kids.
我们在家里等事情。
We wait on things at home.
我们可能失业啊。
Maybe we have lost our job.
我们可能等绿卡, 我们办身份。
Maybe we're waiting for our green card process.
我们做很多事情就像迦南一样，那是非常平常的事，对着世人来讲。
We do things just like the world might say, very ordinarily.
好的事情不多。
There aren't many good things that happen to us.
好的事情就像看太阳下山一样。
Even good things that happen, it's like the sunset.
当你看到最美的时候,
After you see the most beautiful thing happen,
你发觉都要结束了。
You realize that things are about to end.
在地上就是聚少离多, 对不对?
So there are more bad things on earth than good things.
对, 我们聚在一起的时间很少。
We gather together.
分开了时间很多。
Infrequently, but we separate even.
我们好像就常常像酒用尽一样。
So we're often like wine used up.
但是一个基督徒，一个信主的人。
But a Christian who has believed on the Lord.
你会发觉我们虽然聚不多，聚在一起的时间不多。
Even though we don't gather that often.
但是只要聚在一起，主在我们当中。
But whenever we gather, when the Lord is among us.
这个聚集的时间虽然短。
Although this gathering time is. Very short,
就成为很宝贵的,
it becomes something very precious to us.
经历主不需要很特别的地方,
we don't need to experience God in a very special place.
不需要很特别的场所,
we don't need a special building.
但是我觉得经历主有一个最大要学的,
but the most important thing we need to learn when we're experiencing
就是当我们顺服主的时候,
is that when we submit to the Lord's authority,
主才能做他所要做的。
Then the Lord can do what He wants to do.
Newark 不是一个大地方, 这个 church 不是一个大地方。
This church, this Newark Fellowship,
我们是很平常的一群人。
We are a very ordinary set of people.
我们是做没有那种很特殊的人在我们特异功能的人在我们当中。
We don't have very special people.
也没有那个非常聪明的人在里面。
We don't have like geniuses among us.
我们的孩子也没有一个特别去Stanford、哈佛、去耶鲁的全额奖学金的人，都没有。
We don't have children who go to Harvard, Stanford, on like full scholarship.
我们当中也没有哇又。 今天又来一个大圣灵充满了，又来一个什么哇神迹奇事在我们当中。
We don't have huge miracles happening among us. People coming here who are like.
但是你发觉在这里聚会。
But you find when we come to meet here.
就像我们刚刚弟兄有一个祷告一样。
Like one of our brothers' prayers.
你可以看到主在我们当中其实是真实的在我们当中。
You can see that the Lord is truly among us in reality.
在世界里面。
In the world,
就用尽,
the wine was used up.
在主里面,
but in the Lord,
上好的才开始,
the best has just begun.
我们祷告,
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们是属主的人。
We belong to you.
我们都好像在这个婚宴的里面。
We are all like people at the wedding.
主啊，地上的日子有时候是非常喜乐的。
The days on earth are sometimes very joyful.
但是我们知道，当主在我们当中的时候
，But we know that when the Lord is among us,
这个喜乐可以带到永远去。
This joy can last for eternity.
这个使喜乐不会中断。
This joy will not be broken.
主啊，你的爱情好比美酒。
Your loving kindness toward us is like good wine.
主啊，你摸着我们每一个人。
Please touch every one of us here.
只有你能解决我们里面。最深刻的需要。
Only you can fulfill our most deepest need.
我们也相信，当你在你我们里面工作的时候
，And we believe when you are working among us.
你所给我们的都是上好。
You give us the very best.
你给我们的都是对我们带到永远里面去的东西。
You give us what can remain all the way into eternity.
帮助我们在这里聚集。
Help us as we gather together.
有的人时间长久一点。
Some people have gathered here longer than others.
有一些比较短暂。
Others have had shorter times here.
主的生命都在我们里面存到永远。
But may your life be in us for eternity.
主啊，保守你自己的教会。
Please protect your own church.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.